Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, talking about care, these guys actually really do care. And I heard about this organization called Growing as Winners. Apparently what they do is, what they are doing is assisting soldiers and assisting people in Israel with PTSD. We wanted to chat to them. We wanted to understand how serious a problem this is. Is this something that is offered as a rule? Is it something that Israeli society needs to get involved with in order to assist? Well, Alon Tirer is the chief executive officer at Israel Emergency Aid Organization called Growing as Winners. Alon, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's never an easy answer. I know since October the 7th, every time I interview somebody from Israel, which I do probably about five times a morning at least, I'm always nervous to say, how are you? Because I often think it's not really a fair question.
It's not a fair life. I'm okay with that question.
Okay.
I hope you're well.
I am. So let's just talk about, there's little doubt when I visited Israel a short while ago, the one thing that I noticed is no matter how normal things look on the streets of Israel and visually in many parts, obviously not in certain areas, no matter how normal things look, there's a trauma that is very, very apparent. It's 30 seconds talking to anybody and you understand the level, the trauma that people are experiencing, just as people living in Israel, of course, people who live in the north or in the Gaza envelope, even more so, hostage families, even more, and then of course the IDF soldiers who have been very, very involved. The levels of trauma is something that is very palpable within all sectors of Israeli society.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
sorry, carry on.
Yeah. No, I was saying, yeah, trauma is, everyone are suffering from trauma at this moment, like you said. The scale varies, but yeah.
So, and how much access is there to assistance when it comes to trauma?
The numbers are pretty crazy. You know, they're saying that they're talking about anywhere between 80% to 90% deduction of the, you know, the PTSD cases that are being diagnosed, if you get proper treatments within the first few weeks of the, I would say, so-called injury, because, you know, with the injury of the soul in this case, it's not easy. It's not like getting injured, on your arm, on your leg, where you can just see it and treat it. It's something that, you know, happens in your heart. But I would say that the numbers are pretty crazy. Anywhere between, again, 80% to 90% deduction if you properly treat it in the beginning. So the room for treatment is crazy. But again, the lack of treatment, again, is crazy. Because, you know, people are focused on what's actually happening in the battlefield. If it's Rafah, if it's the north, if it's the hostages, you know, there are things that are on a higher priority, I would say. And I completely understand. But as a civilian society, it's very important for us to fill that gap in the meanwhile.
So when a soldier leaves the army or leaves the area, perhaps that they've been posted to, are they given a form of counseling, or does that become the area of that civil society has started to fill in?
So they get some sort of, I would say, like some sort of triage, like a very first and basic understanding if they need some extra care. Mm-hmm. But most of them don't get the long treatment that they actually need, because it's very easy. I would say once you finish your mission in the battlefield, you usually have to do. Once you finish your mission in the battlefield, you usually have like. You're in the heroic phase of things. So most people are not even they won't even understand that they're suffering from something until a few months back, or a few months in, or a few weeks in.
Right.
So I would say that the gap of this is the crucial gap, because usually when you just go out, you're still a hero, but then when you get home and things are starting to, you know, you start thinking about what happened, you're not as much of a hero anymore.
And how does this typically manifest?
What do you mean? Sorry, can you hear me well?
What would the normal symptoms be that somebody would experience a few weeks later? Once they obviously off that adrenaline high, they off the heroic phase, they've gone back home, they're being treated as a normal person again, or they're trying within the family. What would those symptoms be that could signal that they might need additional assistance?
It really varies. I mean, from person to person, because, you know, the soul is different, but it could be anywhere from, I would say, it's the inability to return back to normal life. It could be, you know, some people have the symptoms that are easier to understand. It could be anywhere from nightmares to to panic attacks and all sort of things on that spectrum. But some people just find it very hard to find a meaning in the life after. I mean, everything seems to be
trivial.
Off.
It's yeah.
Yeah, it's, I would say if I need to categorize it in one point, it's very hard for people to just return into their normal life. I mean, that's our main focus at the end of the day when we try to treat those people, but that's always the main issue. Like, how do I return to what happened before?
And
life that I've lived before.
Yes, and how do I find meaning in that? Because suddenly it seems it's interesting, because I mean, and it's gotten obviously it's by no means the same thing. But I recall I was at a conference once in Prague. It was a business conference, and I left the conference and I went to visit Terezin, which was the Holocaust, the Nazi camp for internment camp for Jews, and it horrified me. And I came back to the conference and I thought, I can't do this. I can't talk about this rubbish when, you know, after having, and it was just such a small insight into, I can imagine what it must be like on a significant scale when somebody's been at war for a couple of months, and then trying to return to something where somebody is complaining because their cappuccino's too hot. You know, it's got to be very,
yeah,
very difficult for them to step back into what seems like a trivial world.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, they have to deal with exactly like you said, you've read the situation correctly. I mean, it's very hard to return from the battlefield and then start, you know, going back to work or going back to studies or anything. A lot of the things seem very irrelevant at this point, and they are relevant. They're not irrelevant, but the people need to, you know,
right,
you need to fill in this gap of, you know, we're in normal life now. We're not
right,
in the battle.
Because you have
anymore
to function in a what we call a normal world. So what does, how does this your organization help? Does it provide counseling? What is the what is offered to people who need it?
Yeah. So we're focused on four vectors. I mean, the first two are more classic. There's a lot of work done via classic therapy and sports groups. We have like running groups, and we have a gym and everything in-house. By the way, we offer the service completely for free to IDF soldiers and reservists,
right,
and all defense forces.
Mm-hmm.
But the crucial thing that we're trying to focus on is, like I said, bringing them back into life. Because when you look at the numbers, around 81% of people who are diagnosed with PTSD are not working or studying. I mean, at the end of the day, when you don't have, you know, when you don't have life goals and things that you want to achieve, even if you're not suffering from PTSD, it's kind of depressing. So when you put the PTSD on top of that, it could really spiral your life. So we're really focused on, like, you know, we're doing professional courses, if it's English, if it's like IT or anything that they're keen on, like learning and working in. And we do a lot of work with, you know, mentoring their return into the normal life. That's like the main focus for us.
Right. So it's more than, it's very much more than simply giving people counseling. It's actually giving them a way forward to assist them in returning to some form of normality.
Yeah, it's a lot more than counseling, because at the end of the day, counseling is something that, you know, should be given to anyone, I would say.
Mm.
But you need more than counseling. Right. At the end of the day,
right?
Counseling is not enough.
And how many people are you do you have under your care or on the program at any given time?
Around 100.
Wow.
Okay. But we're hoping, we have around 100, but we're hoping to expand into a few hundreds at every given time.
Right. And that's from a cross section of people coming back from the war and trying to integrate. Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. When did the organization kick off? When did it start?
So it was founded by a guy named Tuliel Friedman, who he has PTSD himself. He was in IDF Special Forces, but he already went through the journey of, I wouldn't say recovering, completely recovering, but coping with it and living with it, because PTSD doesn't just go away. Mm. It was founded in 2022, and it was supposed to be, you know, like a small organization that he founded. It was never supposed to be this big. And then, you know, after what happened on October 7th, he understood that, you know, the need is crazy. And then we actually opened our first treatment center in Tel Aviv. And it became more of a formal organization at that point. I mean, the center opened on February.
So we do need to leave it there. But if somebody wants to find out more about the organization, do you have a website?
So we're Israeli, so it's currently under renovation, of course.
Okay.
But you could find, I mean, we have an Instagram page, Grow as Winners. You have my Instagram page, Alon Tirer, T-I-R-E-R.
Right.
And feel free to reach out if you guys want to help, or if there is any people that you know that could absolutely benefit fantastic from this kind of treatment.
Just keep doing the great work. Alon Tirer, he's the Chief Executive Officer of the organization Growing as Winners. Go and have a look at them Instagram, or follow Alon on Instagram.